Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So where should I go? Should I just go to like a restaurant or something?
You know, I pull over to a parking lot somewhere.
Fair enough. I'll go to a gas station. Is that better?
Yeah, perfect.
All I know is I need to be in a safe place while watching the lottery. Now, real quick, we need to address a very important issue, which I was stunned by.
By the way, there is nowhere to pull over on the hutch.
Yeah, there is.
There's on the side?
Yeah, it's a shoulder.
Barely.
You just get on the shoulder. So over the weekend, we as Met fans were greeted with shocking news. And this had nothing to do with the lineup. It had to do with a Francisco Lindor music change. As we all know, for the last year plus, he has come out to My Girl.
Yes.
And Met fans have sung along to My Girl. Even me. I'm not exactly a big singer. I'm not one to go nuts. But when I'm at Citi Field, every night that I am, I sing My Girl. And it's really, really cool to hear Met fans do such a thing.
That was pretty cool.
Very, very cool.
The game that I went to this year.
All of a sudden, Francisco Lindor decides, I'm going to change it up. And he has now instituted a second song that he's mixing in with My Girl. It is Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which, of course, we all know from the hit Disney movie, Remember the Titans.
Oh, stop.
Well, isn't that where we came from?
No, but keep going.
Or Marvin Gaye.
I know. Nah, I know it came before that, but honestly, for my generation,
of course,
that like literally took it from, oh, I've heard that song, to, oh, I've heard that song. And did you want to mock me about that? Because I'll set you up for trouble if you do. Go ahead.
You want? Do I want to mock you for what now?
The Remember
stopping
the Titans
at a
thing.
Stop and Shop to watch the lottery?
No, the Remember the Titans reference.
No, I love that movie.
Okay, good. Because Francisco Lindor referenced it as well as one of the reasons he loves the song. So he changes it from My Girl, which he'll still use in certain at-bats, into Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And this caused quite a ruffle amongst Met fans. How could you do this? What is he thinking? Let us hear from the captain of the New York Mets. Here's Francisco Lindor on his decision to make this change, starting with, why did you make this decision?
It's the vibes. The vibes I'm in right now. I think it's a fantastic song. Hopefully the fans can vibe to it too. A couple of days ago, I just heard the song. I was like, man, this is it. And I told you guys I'm all about vibes, and that's the vibes right now. I didn't fully change it because I had some pushback for some people here, you know. So I had to, I'm a people pleaser, so I pleased the ones that pushed back on me. I think that song, it's a banger. So I'm sure fans are going to vibe to it too, hopefully.
What do you think of this, Teague?
It's different than My Girl because I feel like everybody knows the reason behind My Girl, because obviously he's had a baby girl. But Ain't No Mountain High Enough is a fantastic song. Ashford and Simpson song, then Marvin Gaye, and then who did it last? Diana Ross, I think. I think it was Diana Ross. So they all made it hits. But it's like so far ago, long ago. I don't know.
You're concerned about the generational part of it?
Yeah.
Because My Girl's from an old generation, too, though.
I know, but it feels like My Girl is everywhere.
See, I look at both of those songs in terms of popularity from my age as both equally as popular. Like, I've heard of Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Yeah, I've heard My Girl. Like, I think they're both on that same level of...
But there's a movie called My Girl.
Yeah, right? Macaulay Culkin.
But I hate to defend, you know, the nervous one about the lottery. Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Remember the Titans is synonymous for a lot of people in our generation.
No, I agree. That's why I said that.
It's funny. Like, I don't remember it in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
They're singing together. It's about unity, harmony. Yeah, it was a big scene.
And Lindor cited it, too, by the way. Like, I'm not making that up. Mm-hmm. He did a longer interview about this. We only cut that part. And he's like, oh, yeah, remember the Titans. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's a big part of it. The thing that's weird, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Just go hit.
Yeah.
Is you have something that is so cool, everybody's singing along to My Girl, and now you just took it away for half the game. Why mess with that?
So he does it in between
every other at bat. Yeah. So his first at bat will be My Girl.
Also, so what's the deeper story?
And the reason, as he just heard in this clip, that he didn't just cut out My Girl altogether was that there was pushback, and as he said, I'm a people pleaser.
So pushback from who?
From probably people in the organization. That's
about
what he said.
My Girl?
That's what you want me to play the clip again?
No, I heard it, but
he said there was pushback, and that's why. And he's a people pleaser, which is why they're still doing it half the time.
Pushback? Cool. Maybe it's like personal pushback.
I don't know. I took it as from like people around the franchise who are like, dude, it's such a cool thing. Why would you take that away?
We are all fans here. Fans can be stupid, and what I've learned above anything else. Fans of anything don't like change, and they didn't want to deal with the nonsensical calls. I love My Girl. That's all I do is sing My Girl. People complain about nonsense, and doing this, people would complain to the Mets. I'm sure they get a million calls from ticket holders. You'd be shocked. How could Francisco Lindor take away My Girl? It's something I love doing.
No,
with
but
my
remember,
daughter
he's saying the pushback was before he even made the change. So it's probably people in the organization who said, hey, the My Girl thing's really cool. Why would you want to end it?
Right.
That's probably the pushback.
The pushback came when he decided to change the song.
Yeah.
I got it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I'm asking why he decided to change the song.
He said the vibes. That was his answer. He says he's a vibe guy, and this song is, quote, really? A banger. That's what he said, yeah.
Okay. He probably wanted something new in his life. What's wrong with that?
I don't mind it by any stretch.
I think there's more to this story. There has to be.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
Like, ain't no mountain high enough. It just means more to him or something. I don't know.
I don't know. His kids didn't like it.
Don't you ever wake up and just want to listen to a different song? Like, you're just in a different mood. Like, all right, I'm in the mood for rock today. I'm in the mood for this today. I'm in the mood for Broadway today. I'm in the mood for that today.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm kind of all DMB all the time, though.
All right. Well, good for you.
DMB, bring a hacky sack to
him? I think in the case of Francisco Lindor, he wanted to change the song because he's just done with it, but Met fans aren't.
Why would he be done with it?
Because he's done with it. He just doesn't want to do it anymore. But Met fans are singing it so beautifully. Like, it is a very cool vibe at the ballpark to hear everybody, whether it's a Monday night or a Saturday night or a Friday afternoon. I got that one backwards. A Friday night or a Saturday afternoon singing My Girl, and now it's gone.
But Ain't No Mountain High Enough is a sing-along song.
Do you think it will be?
It is. Of course. That's the scene in Remember the Titans. They're all singing along in the locker
room. I'm not arguing about that. I'm saying, do you think Citi Field will have that same vibe from that song?
Yes, especially if he goes from one to the other. I think it's got the vibes, 100%.
I don't know.
It's not that. What was that wretched song back in the day? Mojo. Oh, that was just awful.
But
anybody that sang along to that.
That wasn't. But that wasn't.
That wasn't, that's nothing.
Oh, my point is it's just, a more, no.
He's
it's
just
a,
trying to pick on
no,
something
No, I'm saying
with
it's a morbid
Stick
song.
Stick to the subject. You don't have to take a shot at me every 5 seconds.
No, I said
no,
it was,
this will end up.
I said it was a morbid song. This song is uplifting and sing-along.
It is. Here's a little prediction. The Dodgers eventually in the postseason will be viewed as the mountain. This will be the sing-along and the rally cry for
right.
the Mets.
Oh, so you think the slogan for the Mets now is going to be Ain't No Mountain High Enough? I think you guys are both overthinking it.
I've learned a lot about Mets baseball. They will find a way to turn this into something. By the end of the year, Ain't No Mountain High Enough will be, you know, kind of a vision for what they got to climb to get to the World Series.
I don't know if I see that. I hope you're right, though, Tommy. Back to your point. Like, I hope people are singing along because that was a cool vibe.
It
I
is.
Like
they
maybe it's about his wife.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's his wife? Is his wife creating a mountain for him to climb?
No, his wife's just saying, sing a song that's talking to me.
Oh.
They didn't start singing My Girl to start off with. It grew and it organically came about. So I think this one will have the same type of organic, and fans are like that. They'll figure,
He didn't request My Girl, right?
Yeah, he did. He did it when he had his daughter. That was his choice. Yeah.
I thought they just played it as a, like, hey, you just had a baby girl.
No. That was his call.
And then he kept it.
But to the point of, like, people singing along with it, it takes a while for that to happen. But it was every at-bat he'd come out to My Girl. This is every other at-bat. I don't know. I don't think it's actually going to vibe. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to become a sing-along. I don't think it's going to be.
No mountain high enough.
Yeah.
Ain't no valley low enough.
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's actually going to be a sing-along, which is unfortunate. But you know what?
Well, because
hit 305 and driving runs, and I don't care.
Most people don't know the words after the chorus.
See? That's a part of it. Whatever the reason, I think unfortunately we lost a little bit of a vibe at Citi Field. But again, it's okay if he hits home runs.
Tommy, that was the Marvin Gaye version?
Yes, it was.
It's funny. You hear Tammy Terrell more than you hear Marvin
Gaye.
You do. It's weird.
Which one does he come out to?
That one, probably.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That's the most popular one.
Yeah. I was there yesterday, and that's what I thought I heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Met fans, calm down. Just hit 350, and we'll all be happy. Let's go to Ryan in Westchester. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, so you were talking about Dave Sims having his return to his old team, but what about Gary Cohen tonight?
What about him? He's off tonight?
Bad joke. He was calling the game nationally yesterday.
Yeah,
it was impartial.
He called the Roku game, yeah. So what's I'm confused. What's your point?
I wanted to know what your thoughts were about it, and because I mean I had very mixed feelings.
What were your mixed feelings about Gary Cohen calling the Roku game?
So okay, very happy. I was happy for him. Happy that people out there could see why we're always talking about how great he is, and mainly just happy I didn't have to listen to anybody else.
Right.
But it was very uncomfortable listening to him call a Cubs home run, especially Pete Crow Armstrong.
I gotcha. Yeah, but you know what? Like, I get your... So I think what he's saying is Gary is the Met announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And so while it was cool to have Gary Cohen calling a Roku game,
right,
as opposed to some random national announcer, he had to be partial. Kind of like we were talking about the whole Dave Sims thing.
I can see how that's disconcerting.
So hearing
it just
him...
doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right with you.
But you know, if you're a Knicks fan, I bring this back to the Knicks. You're so used to it with Mike Breen. Think about it. Mike Breen is your guy. He's been your broadcaster for a million years. Like Gary Cohen, I think they're on that same level in terms of greatness. Well, Mike Breen calls national games all the time, and he calls national Knicks games all the time. Mm-hmm. And so you have to deal with the same thing where Breen's getting excited for the opponent. Now, I admit, I didn't hear his broadcast. I was at the game on Sunday, which I love the early start time, Teague. Mm-hmm. They started the game at noon for Roku.
That's amazing.
Oh,
it's great.
If they could make that permanent, sign me up. But I would think a Cub fan would probably hate Gary Cohen calling the game. But
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.